I can confirm that I did file a constitutional court application for a determination in terms of various sections of the Constitution, which sections basically establish the legal rights of the applicants to approach the highest court of the land, the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe, for relief in respect of their dissatisfaction with criminal defamation. Essentially, in this application, we are asking the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe to declare criminal defamation to be null and void to the extent of its unconstitutionality or lack of compliance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, particularly looking at Section 61 and 62 of the Constitution. 61 relates to freedom of expression and freedom of the media, and 62 relates to access to information.
Only last week, the same court ruled that criminal defamation is still operative and the law in question had only been struck off in terms of the old constitution. What does this mean?
What this means is that journalists and citizens who wish to exercise their right of freedom of expression and freedom of the media are still vulnerable to the harshness of criminal law or criminal procedure. This is precisely why Mr. Zimbabwe and the other applicants deemed it fit to approach the court yet again to make a challenge against this law. In fact, last week and in December 2014, the Honorable Judge dealing with the matter made it clear that citizens were free to approach the court again